Couple other points related to the case. You were talking about the pulmonary toxicity this lady experienced, but in general, what has been your experience with pulmonary toxicity? It seems like, and specifically in lung cancer, because these patients often have a lot of tumor in their lung, they might have chronic lung disease, it gets to be a little bit of a diagnostic dilemma. You have a patient on a checkpoint inhibitor who starts getting more short of breath.
Right. The times that I've had patients where I'm quite convinced that it was the drug, they were rapid, usually rapid after the first treatment, and with diffuse pattern and often very, very severe. At least one of them, she responded very well to steroids. So again, then it was very clear it was a drug reaction to the checkpoint inhibitor. But it can be confusing, especially if you have a patient with a high disease burden in the lung. They could get a pneumonia. They've already got COPD. There's a lot going on. So it can be confusing. But I think we do patients a disservice if we assume it's anything else and don't start them on high-dose steroids. Because if it is pneumonitis and we start the high-dose steroids, we have a chance of having recovery for them. And if we don't, we miss it. They're not going to recover.